Thank you for stopping by.
Some nerve showing up here.
What's happening? I zoned out for a second.
It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.
TMS, today's morning show with Mike B.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget, but between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
I'm Mike B, and this is today's morning show. So stick around as we share some ironic facts that we've dug up. But first, we'll learn what irony really is, and it has absolutely nothing to do with pressing your clothes.
You are a meathead, dead from the neck up.
So far away from knowing where I'm going, and trying hard to find out who I am. They all say that I don't know what I'm doing. I say they don't hardly understand. Why can't they these dreams can come undone when you're young. Everything seems perfect. Everything's okay. It will all get better now. At least that's what they say. But I don't see it coming. Than today. You give what you give, 'cause they make you trapped inside a place that won't take. Already over and done. It's already over and done. It's already over and done. When you're young, why can't they remember? Can come undone when you're young.
There's still more TMS, Today's Morning Show.
I'm strong, I'm sure, I'm in control. A lady with a plan, believing that life is a neat little package I hold in my hand. I've got it together. They call me the girl who knows just what to say and do. Still I fumble and fall, run into the wall. 'Cause when it comes to you, I'm just another woman in love. A kid out of school, fire out of control, just another fool. Touch me and I'm weak, I'm a feather in the wind, and I can't wait to feel you touching me again. With you I'm just another woman, just another woman in love. So pardon me if I should stare and tremble like a child. That wantingly look all over your face is driving me wild. I'm just what you make me, can't wait till you take me and set all my feelings free. Just another woman, just another woman in love. Just another woman in love. A kid out of school, a fire out of control. Just another fool. You touch me and I'm weak. I'm a feather in the wind, and I can't wait to feel you touching me again.
TMS with Mike B, and that was Anne Murray with Just Another Woman in Love. You know, I'm not going to say that I'm old and worn out, but on garbage day, I stay far away from the curb.
Nobody gets too much heaven, no more. It's much harder to come by. I'm waiting in line. Nobody gets too much love anymore. As high as a mountain and harder to climb.
Ooh, you and me, girl, got a lot of love in store. And it flows through you and it flows through me. And I love you so much more.
time here when you could be doing science.
I told you. I'm happy here.
How could you be happy? You have a doctorate in physics and you're sticking labels to a case of beans. Don't you miss trying to unlock the secrets of the universe?
Sheldon, I spent my life chasing theoreticals. Here, I have tangible accomplishments and I get to listen to relaxing top 40 music. Do you know this band, Air Supply? They're terrific.
What is the accurate definition of irony? It's a situation that's strange or funny because things happen in a way that seems the opposite of what you might expect. When it comes to finding examples of irony, life actually proves stranger and funnier than fiction. Stick around because we'll find out why that is as accurate as can be. But first, it's Bob Seger with Firelake. Right here on TMS.
Who's gonna ride that chrome three-wheeler? Who's gonna make that first mistake? Who wants to wear gypsy leather? All the way to Firelake.
flirt so well, and they lay you down so fast, till you look straight up and say, oh Lord, am I really here at last? Who wants to play those eights and aces? Who wants a raise? Who needs a stay?
You're listening to TMS, today's morning show with Mike B. And remember, avoid eating fruits and nuts. You are what you eat.
Stop me on the corner. Swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting. But who am I to tell Faye where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. See, we got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it. Cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say, oh, this is how it starts. Lightning strikes the heart. Wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go? Oh, this is how it starts. This is how it starts. Lightning strikes the heart. Lightning strikes the heart. It goes off like a gun. Brighter than the sun. Oh, we could be the stars falling from the sky. Shining how we want. Brighter than the sun.
Lightning strikes the heart.
It goes out like a gun. Brighter than the sun.
Oh.
Brighter than the sun.
Kobe Kelly, Brighter Than the Sun, I Might Be with TMS. And speaking of irony, isn't it ironic that the Bible is the most shoplifted book in America? Or that the founder of AA asked for whiskey on his deathbed? His nurse refused. And in one of the most hilarious examples of irony, McDonald's employee health page, which is now shut down, once warned against eating McDonald's burgers and fries. Well, we'll have more irony coming up right after this.
Oh, that one hurts.
That does leave a mark.
Oh.
Yeah. You are my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart when say that I want it that way. Tell me why
it ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why
it ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why
I never wanna hear you say
I want it that way.
Am I your fire?
Listening to the best variety of music on TMS, Today's Morning Show with Mike B.
Pilot of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Girl, you didn't sign her name. Guess she needs a dedication.
Charlie Dory, pilot of the airwaves on TMS, I Might Be. Well, every year, ABC cuts down a Charlie Brown Christmas, a movie about the over-commercialization of the holidays, to make room for more commercials. Now, isn't that ironic?
To be quite honest, I don't know.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me? You can go your own way. We'll be right back.
DMS, Today's Morning Show with Mike B. Just wondering, if Cinderella's shoe fits so perfectly, then why did it fall off?
Oh, this is the lowest I've ever sunk, and I once made out with a blow-up doll.
Yvonne wears his war wound like a crown. It calls his child Jesus, 'cause he lights the main, and he sends him to the finest school in town. Yvonne, Yvonne likes his money. He makes a lot, they say. Spends his days counting in a garage by the motorway. He was born upon the two upon on a Christmas day, when the New York Times said God is dead and the war's begun. Oh, Alvin Toffsinger hails the sun today. And he shall be Levon, and he shall be a good man, and he shall be Levon, and tradition with the family plan. And he shall be Slowly dies.
Captain John Levon on TMS I Might Be. Well, what's ironic about the man who invented basketball? The only losing basketball coach in the University of Kansas history is James Naismith, the man who invented basketball in 1891. This hilarious example of irony proves that just because you thought of the idea doesn't always mean that you'll be the best at executing it. I might be, and this is still TMS.
Ooh, what's with the lead pipe? Are you going to get my noggin a flogging?
Well, yeah.
There's still more TMS, Today's Morning Show.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, a quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Whiskey and rye and singing, this will be the a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean's 1972 hit, American Pie, on TMS. Well, before we go, we've got a couple more examples of irony to share with you. What's ironic about duct tape? Well, according to researchers, duct tape should never be used for sealing ducks. And we're not talking about the quacking kind. And although Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone, he refused to keep one in his study. He feared that it would be too much of a distraction. Wow, was he ever right. Well, take care, and remember, we'll catch you on the flip side.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes. For a lie, deep inside we knew our love was true. For a while, we paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day. Something happened along the way. What used to be happy was sad.
You always see the last of Willie!